But here's a guy who I like talking baseball with. He's one of the analysts on the pre and post at CSN Bay Area, and that is the former Giant right-hander. He runs that San Francisco Giants fantasy camp. We call him the Tree. Bill Lasky, how are you?
Hey, Marty, how are you doing today, buddy?
Pretty good. You know, it's fun, and of course, I've told the fans, you know, you and I and Vita and Greg and Bip have watched all these games together over at Comcast, and we've been listening to McCarver and Joe Buck. And I don't know if you've heard some of the show today, but we've tried to put in some of the calls of Dwayne and John and Dave and Mike and all that. And what a difference, huh? It sounds like they're watching a different game.
Well, as you and I talked about, Marty, and Vita's the best one to do it. And it sounds like they are just totally St. Louis Cardinal fans. And, you know, when they beat them in game four, it was totally one-sided. And, you know, we always want to turn off the sound and put on radio, but we just can't do it there. But at the same time, you know, analysts are analysts. I don't really think it's straight down the line when you're listening to both of those jokers. But, again, we all are spoiled with Kruk and Kipe and John Miller and Dave Fleming. I think they're the best in the business. And all Giant fans can only listen and watch. And it's just too bad they can't put the games on TV in the hometown.
No, and they used to have at least one broadcaster from the home team that would be part of the team. The broadcast team, but they don't do that anymore. And I think that's something you grew up with, I grew up with, and I don't know why they don't do it. I would make the broadcast so much better, but they just don't go that way.
Marty, you know what it's all about. It's all about that big dollar bill they're throwing out there.
Tell me about it. Yeah,
you know, Marty, I've been listening to your show, and I want to bring this up because I know you and I talk baseball every day, and we both enjoy it, and you know all of us enjoy everything we do in the green room, with some great stories, some great laughter, some great watching the games, and too many people have thrown so many different ideas here, but I want to throw a name to you, and I want to talk about it, and I think all the fans are going to wonder, why haven't we talked about it? What about Buster Posey not hitting? You know, we all talk about everybody else not hitting or hitting. Buster has just been a slump. He hit the grand slam in Cincinnati. He also hit another home run. But he really has not done much with the bat here. You know, 2-for-14 against St. Louis, 6-for-33 overall. And what do you think about it?
Well, I think people have bad series from time to time. I think he's a catcher. I think he's played an awful lot this year. I think he's fatigued. I think the bat has slowed down a little bit. He's still hitting some line drives to right. We watched that one, that first at bat. It was game four. I think we all thought he just crushed one to center field, and it kind of died on him. I think he's just tired.
I think that's the – I mean, if we're looking at game six, and that's all I look at, I'm not looking at game seven because you got to win game six to get to seven. I really believe he's going to be the key here. And with Carpenter throwing him, hitting fourth, Pablo starting to hit the ball better. Of course, Pagan and Scudero are doing excellent. I really think Buster needs to break out of this and put the ball club on his back for a couple games and win this baby with Buster as our main key player here.
Well, he's certainly capable of doing that. I mean, he's had trouble with some fastballs away, low in the strike zone. He hasn't caught up with them, and those are the pitches he's sort of flailing at a little bit. But, you know, Bill, over the course of a baseball playoff, you'll see a player that's hot in one series and not in the other. So I think it's just the rhythm of the game for him. And right now, I think he's tired and he's just not seeing it.
And if you look on the other side with his glove, I mean, fantastic game yesterday. He's been doing a very great job behind the plate, as well as Pence in right field. But, you know, when you look at 4-5 in this series, 2-for-14 and 2-for-15 with Hunter and Buster, I mean, those are the two batting positions in that lineup. We need some help there in game six.
Well, 3, 4, and 5, they've done very little to get them, and that's, they're down 3-2, and you know, part of it is because of that. But you know, you look at the kids, what they've done, and Pagan and Scooter on the top. So here we go. It's Vogelsong and Chris Carpenter. Last night it was Zito pitching a great game. Before we talk about Vogelsong Carpenter, Zito pitched his game last night. If he wanted to throw something, he told Posey, I'm going to throw this. And how good was Zito last night? And is it something that he's turned the corner and he can do this 25 out of 32 times?
Well, we look at his first innings all the time. I always look at body language with Zito in the first inning. Same thing with Lincecum, mostly with all your starting pitchers. How much confidence do they go out there in the first hitter? And you could tell right off the bat, he was on. He was spot on. He was hitting his spots. Following through with the curveball, I thought, was so necessary yesterday. And he had the 12-6 curveball going off, speeding it. Marty, he never threw a fastball over 85 miles an hour, so he had to hit location. And in the pregame yesterday and all the other pregames, I always said, if Zito doesn't walk any freebies, he will compete. And he competed better than I thought he ever did consistently through 7 1/3 innings, 2/3.
Yeah, no, I think so. All right, Vogelsong, Carpenter. Now, Vogelsong's had some good games, two good ones in this season against St. Louis. Had a good one last year against St. Louis. Do they catch up with him? What does he have to do to change? I mean, does he just go the same way? Or, you know, you always talk about adjustments. What does he have to do tomorrow?
Well, I think they're going to look inside. That's where he pounds the ball inside, and then he goes away, you know, once he gets ahead. He needs to pound that strike zone. You know, if you look at his last game, I think he threw 107 pitches. He had like 60-some strikes. So that is his big plus, throwing strikes, getting ahead, using his defense. And, you know, he just was magnificent last game. He's got to stay with the same blueprint. You don't change anything. If it's working, you don't change it. If something's not working, then you got to go to the drawing board and see what you change or not. But Vogelsong's not going to change anything. He was still throwing 93, which I thought was pretty good for him. Sinker 89, 90. That's the movement you want on that pitch. And what he did, I thought, very well at St. Louis, he started using the changeup more. And when he was struggling there, he didn't use all his pitches. He was overthrowing the sinker. He was trying to throw the ball by guys, and he was getting behind. His main repertoire, as you know, Marty, sinkers in, fastballs, the cross seamer in and away, off speed, as well as breaking balls. If he can do that, and I really believe that first inning is going to really be the key for him to get a zero on that inning, the top of the first, to get these hitters in the bottom and get that crowd into it. That's going to be a big key in that game.
What's the leash for Vogelsong? Now, the Zito leash, you know, and again, the first three of the first four innings, runners in scoring position every inning. He got out of big, big, big innings. A one hit probably would have knocked him out of the game. How about tomorrow with Vogelsong? Is Bochy more patient with him?
A little patient, but you still got to go, you know, as soon as you get in trouble. It's do or die. There's no tomorrow after. If you lose tomorrow, it's all over. He's got to look at this game just like he did against Zito. And he watched Zito, you know, that second and third when we were there, when he got out of it in the second inning, all of us in that green room thought that was the biggest out when he got the strikeout, and then he got the ground ball from Lynn. I thought that was the momentum change because as we were watching Pence dive for that ball and he missed it, we all kind of took a breath going, uh-oh, here we go. But yet Zito turned it around and sure showed everybody, hey, this isn't over yet. And he gave us all new life. That was the big thing. Everybody was down on him. How many talk radio shows that said, oh, we're losing, they're done, Zito? I didn't agree with it. You didn't agree with it. It's not over till the 27th out. And especially in playoffs, especially with this team, you cannot count out this SF Giants team this year until the last out is made.
You think the Cardinals are shook up a little bit here? Well, what's the Cardinals' state of mind? Does Matheny make it a five-inning game and bring the big power arms in the fifth inning?
I don't think there's a big momentum change. I'm sure they didn't want to come back here because they know the home crowd here. And, hey, they won here. So it's not like they came in here. Just like I keep telling everybody, just because they're at AT&T, it's not assured you're going to win two games. You got to play cold, good baseball. You said it earlier today. It's going to be a perfect game. They played a perfect game defensively yesterday. Offensively, they got the ball in play and got some runs. Pablo hit the fifth run, which was a needed run there because you had the five-run lead, and the bullpen stopped them. Sure, it would be great to see Vogelsong go 5, 6, 7 innings. It would be super if they could do that. But again, you're playing for to win tomorrow, to get to Game 7, and you worry about Game 7 then. You know, I hate hearing people going, oh, we got this. You don't have it yet. This Game 6 is huge, and the momentum is in the Giants' favor because it's home field. The momentum is that crowd that's going to get them going. That crowd has to come tomorrow and cheer. Not like they did in that first game when their hands were, you know, tied up. They were not into it. And in a couple of those games in Cincinnati, the crowd wasn't into it. They were into it game two when they won, and that's what they need to come tomorrow with some fire in their eyes and spirit to take that cheering to the next level, because that's what the Giants want. Vogelsong always says, the intensity of the crowd gets me going.
Yeah.
That's what he needs tomorrow, and that's what the Giants fans, you got us here, the Giants got him here, now it's up to the Giants fans to get support for this team.
Yeah, you know, you're right. That's a good point. Vogelsong actually does respond to the crowd. He tips his cap to the crowd. When he pitched the one-hitter against Colorado, he came off in one of his best moments ever in baseball, acknowledging the crowd. He'll never forget that. Yeah, you're right. He does respond to the crowd. For Vogelsong, it helps. I think it does help.
Well, it does. I mean, it helps all that. I mean, it's a big momentum push. And, you know, the Cardinals know it's going to be a tough game. They got to win one out of two. That's what they're coming in here with. But, you know, callers and Jim was saying, you know, you saw a different attitude in that dugout. You and I both talked about it. You know, it was kind of like the Cincinnati. But they're not here to quit. They're here to win one game. They're not giving up. They were down 6-0 against Washington and came up. So, you know, they have a no-dice idea in their heads, too. So, it's going to be another head-to-head matchup tomorrow. And the good thing about it, you're at AT&T, you got the home field advantage, and the Giants have to take advantage of that.
Wow. Now, you're still on the air, I assume, tonight. You got something cooking tonight?
Yeah, Vita, Greg Papa, and myself are going to break it down for Game 6, 6:30 on Oktoberfest. Shoot on over there after you get off the show and put it on and watch us. And it's always good to watching games with you, Marty. We always have a good time doing that, and that green room was awesome last night. A couple of your friends I wanted to say hello to, and, you know, it was fun. We always have a good time. You know that, Marty.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, and I said this with Bip and Greg and you and Vida, not much gets past you guys. I will say tell you that, and if someone disagrees, then we get Daniel Webster and Alex Trebek. You know, they go at it. It's pretty.
Marty, all I can say is you got a voice for radio. Now you're looking good for TV. You got your suits ready, your ties ready. You're looking sharp now.
Come on, someone actually tweeted today. They noticed that I got new clothes for TV, so
right?
I like that.
Yeah, you are, Marty. We get you ready.
Yeah, I appreciate it. All right, one last thought for you. The big play last night, and Bill Lasky with us, of course, a former pitcher for the Giants, and this is what the fantasy camp is all about, fans. Bill, what do you got, like 10 spots left or something?
Yeah, I'm getting full. I'm getting there. So if anybody wants to jump on, go to sfgiants.com. On the front page, there's a couple hits there for fantasy camp. If you're still interested, give me a call at 1-800-411-1919. I'll be happy to get back to you. But if you're thinking about it, don't wait till the last second. This baby's going to fill up again and sell out. So we got about 10 spots left, and it's getting down to the final weeks here before we get it all rolling. And, you know, hopefully some Giant fans will fill those spots and have a good time with us, Marty.
Well, this is what we do, and it's this kind of discussion every day. But Kozma didn't get to the bag. You've been in this position a billion times. Of the ball's hit back to you, you look at the bag, you're going to make a throw. What do you do when the guy's not there?
You stop and you get the out at first. And we talked about that. You have to just stop. If the guy's not there, get the play at first. If he does that, the Giants don't score that inning. As you remember, Belt pops out to second base. What he did, it looked like he hesitated, and by him hesitating, it looked like his arm came through, not like an accurate throw. He was guiding the ball, and sure enough, he threw it on second base. Another thing that I saw, Marty, was the second base umpire. It seemed at one time he was between the pitcher and the shortstop, and you couldn't really gauge how fast the shortstop was getting to the bag.
Yeah.
I looked at replay last night about that. At that, you know, when you look real quick as a pitcher turns, you don't see your shortstop there or at least his glove side, you know, showing he's going to get there where you have a target to throw at. Then what happens is you start aiming the throw or you end up throwing it into center field, too. And that was the other thing that could have happened there. You know, you get under the ball and you try to aim it and you fling it to center. But what he did was, I think he guided it. He tried to throw it hard. And you know, to the advantage, it goes to the Giants. As you and I talk about the error of Scott Rolen in the 10th inning.
Yeah.
Open that door up. I say this one's going to open the door up for this series, too. And what happens when you open that door? Offense comes ringing, and the pitching gets better. And let's hope they win Game 6 tomorrow to push it to Game 7.
Boy, you got me fired up. All right. Very good. You got to get your partner, Mr. Gloom and Doom, fired up, and then we'll be in business.
Yeah, I got Gloom and Doom yesterday. He didn't know what to do after that game. He came forward, though. He made his point, so he's on board. He just didn't see Barry Zito throwing that game, along with a lot of fans. But you know what? That's the game of baseball. Marty, you say it 1,000 times in all your shows.
I know.
Baseball changes every day, every game. That's what's great about the sport.
Wow, it's going to be good tomorrow. Bill, thanks so much, and stop by
always
tomorrow.
Marty.
Yeah, stop by
all
when
right.
you come out there tomorrow. We're out there from noon to 3:45.
Great.
All
great
right,
talking
thanks.
To you, Marty.
All right, the wonderful Bill Lasky.